Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Bankable Business Podcast. I am your host and your money coach, Ms. Kalisha, and I'm back with another amazing episode on how you can be more bankable in the housing market. I know that I'm giving you some amazing content that is going to help you as you are on your journey searching for your forever home, or if you had one of those emotional triggers in your life that has caused you to decide to expand, to downgrade, to relocate for more scenic things, or whatever that may be, I'm here to help you as you are going through the process. So let's talk about what I call the seven deadly sins and major no-nos to avoid after you've applied for a mortgage. So again, applying for a mortgage, here's what you should avoid once you do. While it's exciting to start thinking about moving and in decorating and after you've applied for your mortgage, there are some key things to keep in mind before you close. Here's a list of things you may not realize you need to avoid after applying for your home loan. Number one, don't deposit large sums of cash. Lenders need to source your money, and cash isn't easily traceable. Before you deposit any amount of cash into your account, discuss the proper way to document your transactions with your loan officer. Number two, don't make any large purchases. It's not just home-related purchases from your loan. Any large purchases can be red flags for lenders. People with new debt have higher debt-to-income ratios, which is how much debt you have compared to your monthly income. Since higher ratios make for riskier loans, buyers may no longer qualify for their mortgage. So resist the temptation to make any large purchases, even for furniture and or appliances. Number three, don't co-sign loans for anyone. When you co-sign for a loan, you're making yourself accountable for that loan success and repayment. Again, you are making yourself accountable for that loan success and repayment. With that obligation comes higher debt-to-income ratio as well. Even if you promise you won't be the one making the payment, your lender will have to count those payments against you. Number four, don't switch bank accounts. Lenders need to source and track your assets. That task is much easier when there's consistency among your accounts. So before you transfer any money, speak with your loan officer. Next, don't apply for new credit. It doesn't matter whether it's a new credit card or a new car. When you have your credit report run by the organization and multiple financial channels, mortgage, credit, card, auto, etc., it will have an impact on your FICO score. Your FICO score. So lower credit scores can determine your interest rate and possibly even your eligibility for approval. Next, don't close any accounts. Many buyers believe having less available credit makes them less risky and more likely to be approved. Not true. A major component of your credit score is your length and depth of credit as opposed to just your payment history and your total usage of credit as a percentage of available credit. Okay? So closing accounts has a negative impact on both of those aspects of your score. Finally, number seven, do discuss changes with your lender. Be upfront about any changes that occur or you're expecting to occur when talking with your lender. Blips in income, assets, or credit should be reviewed and executed in a way that ensures your home loan can still be approved. If your job or employment status has changed recently, share that with your lender as well. Ultimately, it is best to fully disclose and discuss your intentions with your loan officer before you do anything financial in nature. As a former loan officer, I can assure you that these seven major instructions here, what you should follow and totally avoid, with the exception of the last one, which is an actual do, not a don't, which is do discuss those changes with your lender. But the other six, leave one to avoid after you have been approved for a mortgage. I have seen this happen. Someone gets really excited. They've got a better credit score, things like that, and they go out and they make another financial decision that totally impacts their current approval, and now they have to wait for their credit to revamp and get back to a mortgage quality number so that they can still be approved for that home loan. So don't set yourself up for failure like that, okay? Avoid these seven major no-nos. And the bottom line is this. You want your home purchase to go as smoothly as possible. And actually, so does your agent. Keep that in mind. A great agent wants you to close with ease. They want to eliminate all of the hassle, and they want this to be an experience that you will remember forever as you are looking for that future of a home, okay? So remember, before you make any large purchases, move your money around or make major life changes, be sure to consult with your lender, someone who's qualified to explain how your financial decisions may impact your home loan. Again, I am your host and your money coach, Ms. Kalisa, CEO and founder of Ms. Tax Lady LLC, licensed Michigan real estate agent, notary and paralegal. I am also office manager of JR Real Estate and Brokerage Holding Service, downtown Ypsilanti, Michigan. Again, I'm happy to bring you this content. I am so humbled that you are here. Please remain bold, beautiful, and most of all, be bankable.